It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
This week we've been talking about kids and pets, and today we want to discuss some different options you might want to consider when deciding on which animal might be best for your family.
For example, if you don't want to be stuck at home, getting a dog might be barking up the wrong tree. So maybe start with a fish and then ramp up from there.
We have a feature on our website called Inside His Head, where an anonymous panel of husbands answers questions for moms. And one of our most popular questions was about how to convince a husband to get a pet. As one of the dads said, start with a betta fish, which doesn't even require an air filter on the tank, and see how your kids handle that. And after you see how they keep up with the fish, you can adopt or buy a pet with fur if that's the goal.
We also have an animal behavior specialist on the website who answers questions from readers about their pets, and she suggests starting with pocket pets, which are things like gerbils and hamsters and guinea pigs, and listen to this, rats. She swears they make great first-time pets because they're clean and smart and sociable. I, however, remain unconvinced.
Me too. According to a national pet owner survey in 2011-12, most U.S. residents owned low-maintenance freshwater fish, as suggested. Next up were cats, and they don't have to go on walks or be taken outside. And dog ownership was a close second. Birds were next on the list, almost neck and neck with small animals like pocket pets.
If you like to read more about best pets or to read the articles that we mentioned, visit our website, nwamotherlode.com,
where moms click.